the word that is in my heart continually for those who are hearing me and following what I am speaking is increase. And the training is day and night concerning the doing, taking heed to my speaking. This is the only way forward into the things you know from my word, and that my spirit has promised in his speaking. Though the enemy has come and does so continually, I am with you concerning my desires to bring forth among you the changes that have been in my heart for a long time. If you stay, if you pray and worship and fast and do the things my spirit has been exhorting, you will see that which I have promised. Great change is my expectancy for each one, for those who are banded together in a unity. There is nothing that will not be changed as you stay the course with me. If you operate your life according to my word and what my spirit is saying, his words are of utmost importance, for he is faithfully communicating that which is in my heart concerning you. I desire all things to come into my order according to where you are in your maturing, and this means many changes, more surrendering. It means a much greater leaning into your strength that is in me through our fellowship. Your great strength in me comes as you lean into our intimacy and into the truth about you that you are in me. And one of these is the pleasure it gives me that you have chosen to live in me. It is the fellowship that you give to me that I will always seek. For I treasure the change that my spirit is allowed to work in you through your prayer and fasting and worship, and to the continuing surrender of your lives to my speaking and to the hand of my spirit working in each one. In no other way will the changes come, but of a certainty they will come to those who unite themselves to me in fellowship, in my strength. And through this, uniting yourselves to each other in love. Know with a certainty there are great changes coming as I bring forth my order in your lives, your ministries, your callings. For that which now is has been very pleasing to me. For it has brought each one to this juncture where change upon change is coming. Increase is the word in my heart for you. For there must be an increase, a greater maturing and understanding and surrender to the things of my spirit and to his leadings. What was sufficient until now has been as first steps, the first leg in your journey so that you would come to this place in your obedience with me. But now is the greater obedience, the increase, the maturity that comes through humbling oneself under the hand of my spirit, that you might be exalted into the change upon change that is coming. Your forerunners served me well in their day, and came home to a great reward for their faithfulness that allowed me to bring them forward in my truth, to use them in that which I had in my heart for them to do. But there is no looking back to the days that are behind you, as in any longings. There is only advancement. There is only promotion into your days of obedience and surrender that you are now walking into. Make no mistake, there is much to rehearse in the foundations that have been laid in each of you, that which my Spirit has taught you, and the words he has spoken faithfully to you, and greater revelations always come in the rehearsing. But greater days of obedience and humility are now here. even as you stand on the foundations laid for you, and walk in the increase of these things. The days of maturity in laser focus are upon you. And as you walk forward in what I am asking, you will understand even more my request for your laser focus and surrender, and my faithfulness to you in giving my words of spirit and life to you. Hear the heart of the Father and embrace his faithfulness to you each time I communicate to you that which is in his mind for you. This is a necessary part of your equipping so that you are, each one, equipped to fight a good war in all that you do. A greater unity is coming to those who will take heed to my speaking. This comes by first uniting yourself to the fullness of my spirit in the truth he teaches and to his speaking. All that I ask is done in me. There is no strength that any have to fulfill their obedience without the fellowship I am asking. All obedience and humility is fulfilled through our fellowship, and all that I ask is fully doable through your fellowship with me in the way I have been asking. What I am bringing is change, and more change to the order of things, including the order of each one's fellowship with me as a priority, and to the order of daily life in me. This will give me what I need to bring change upon change that will affect the gatherings that you have that are in agreement with me. Some see the enemy's hand working and focus on these things. I see the hand of my spirit, the possibilities, and my faithfulness to do in and through you all that I promise, and all that your obedience allows me to do. Keep your focus in the light where my spirit is working. Yes, you have an adversary, and yes, he is working continually, but your greatness is in my life in you, and your victory in all things is promised in me. Even as I have expectancies of you in me, you are to live in the expectancies of who you are in me as kings and priests and overcomers through my victory. Run in your faithfulness that is empowered in me, and be extremely enduring, for that which is recorded for you and the words of my spirit speaking are truths by which you overcome in all things. Give great measure to my words to you, and watch and see how faithful I will be to those who take heed to my speaking. Great, great days are laid up for those who are willing and obedient in me, and rest assured, I am your strength for all things through your fellowship with me. Ask, and you shall receive the help you need, and the strength and wisdom to walk this next part of the journey with me, not by your power or might, but by my spirit working in your spirit through our fellowship, you will see great things.